Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, author Giuseppe Longo is our very special guest, and he's the author of Kenneth, Sheer Elegance, which is a book about the absolute hairdresser to the stars. And when we talk about stars, we talk about a different era, and you talk about a perfect book for those who love old Hollywood, new Hollywood, stars, everything that's going on. Giuseppe Longo, how are you?
Hello, Frank. Hello, I'm doing well. Thank you. Yourself?
Doing wonderful. And if you don't mind, let's start with a little bit of your history. And if you don't mind further, let's start from the beginning. Where were you born? Where were you raised?
So I was born and raised here in the States, specifically in Illinois, actually. And then, you know, I ended up moving to New York City for college. And from there, I ended up just, you know, staying, especially after I graduated, I found a job. And then from there, it led me to Kenneth. So it's just interesting how I started in one part of the country and I ended up in another, and I came across this wonderful project.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful project, and it's about Kenneth. Tell us about Kenneth and give us a little, you know, without giving away the book, give us a bit about sure. Kenneth.
So Kenneth was by far one of the most famous hairdressers of his era. Especially, he defined the 1960s, 1970s, and he really started from basically from nothing. He was born and raised in Syracuse, New York, and he ended up cultivating this cult of timeless ladies that really became so symbolic to his career and to the history and the legacy that he left behind.
Who was his first, so to speak? In other words, who was his first big name?
Kenneth started at Helena Rubinstein in New York City, and he was at the very bottom of the totem pole, and probably his first well-known client was Jackie Kennedy. But at the time, she was just a senator's wife. To Kenneth, she was nothing but, you know, just another client. And she, from there, he ended up, you know, meeting Babs Simpson, Bunny Mellon, Lillian Ross, and it just kind of spilled over, British actress Kay Kendall. But Jackie Kennedy was probably his first major client. But at the time, she was not first lady.
Was he the type that was he a driven person? Did he live by ambition, or was he more of an artist who just kind of the cream rose to the top? What type was Kenneth?
Kenneth was definitely more of a business oriented minded person. He was not, he fell into hairdressing by chance. He actually had just gone out of the Navy, and he desperately needed to quickly make some money to help provide for his four sisters and his mother. And he saw an ad to learn hairdressing within 6 months. And he's like, perfect. He really wanted to be a psychiatrist. He ended up going into hairdressing, and for him, it was just a business. So he actually always called it a craft. To him, it wasn't about being famous, being a celebrity, being an artist. For him, it was just really making ladies beautiful, and that's what he really honed in on his entire career, was just to focus on his business and to make sure that his clients were always well taken care of and very satisfied.
Well, we keep referring to him as Kenneth. Of course, the name of the book is Kenneth, Sheer Elegance. Giuseppe Longo is here. He's the author, and just wonderful, wonderful book he put together, and it is a must for everyone. And if you're interested in stars, celebrities, and so forth, this is just the perfect book for you. And get it as a Christmas gift for folks. And it's just get two. Get one for you and get one for your favorite person for their Christmas stocking. Kenneth, give us his full name and give us, you know, a little bit more about his background. What were his folks about? And again, you mentioned Syracuse. Were they products of Syracuse? Did they come from the old country? Who were they?
So Kenneth Everett Battelle was born in 1927, and his parents were just working class, all-American citizens. They were not immigrants. They were not, you know, his father worked for the Nettleton Shoe Company, which was very renowned at the time. And his mother was just, she, you know, worked odd and end jobs. But it was his father who mostly provided at the beginning of the family, so to say. But when Kenneth was 12 years old, his father left the family. And so Kenneth was the only male left with his four sisters and his mother. And it was actually a relationship that he later on in his adult life rekindled with his father, and they actually enjoyed a very beautiful son-father relationship.
You know, it's interesting, and again, let me just remind everyone, Giuseppe Longo is here with me, Frank McKay. When you mentioned Jackie Kennedy was his, it was his first real big name, that was, you know, you talk about an iconic person. In some sense, he was blessed by some good fortune, and the fact that she went on to become the first lady is something he probably didn't see happening, or maybe he did. But the fact that she went on and she became so glamorous, and you know, everyone wanted to know who did her hair, whose clothes was she wearing, whose pearls was she wearing, and so forth. And I imagine that had to be a huge springboard for Kenneth, and his clientele, I'm assuming, took off after that. Fill in the blanks if you can.
Sure. It's actually, you know, it's exactly, Jackie helped catapult him into the international arena. But prior to then, when Jackie was just the center's wife, Kenneth by then had started, since he was at the bottom end of the totem pole at Helena Rubinstein Salon, he was given all the clients that no one else wanted. So it was the junior beauty editors, you know, these obscure models, or these, you know, assistant media executives. And the beautiful part is that as Kenneth went on in his career, you know, just like Jackie Kennedy went up and transitioned into the White House, all these junior beauty editors became beauty editors. All these models that were obscure in the pages of the magazines suddenly became cover girls. All those, you know, assistants that were working on the lower end of the corporate ladder suddenly became media executives. So it was very interesting how it all worked in his favor. You know, and I think it comes down to his work ethic. You know, to Kenneth, it wasn't about being an artist or being about a celebrity. You know, yes, these were ladies that were, you know, at the time were given to him because they were given free beauty services in hopes of getting a magazine credit for the salon. And so he didn't care to, you know, make the tips or make, you know, make, get his name in the magazine. To him, it was working on his craft and just, you know, just really, it was just really practice makes perfect. And, you know, it just worked in his favor because then everyone transitioned into these higher titles, and you know, he just enjoyed the ride. So the hard work definitely paid off in the end.
Was Jackie O nurturing to Kenneth? Was she just basically acting as anybody else would act, or did she try to catapult him?
She definitely tried to. She definitely assisted there to some extent. Every time she would have a formal dinner or an event, or she was hosting a party at the White House or anything that was major, she always made sure that Kenneth was present, because obviously Kenneth knew her hair the best, but also because she also knew that he was the best of the best. And so she definitely helped. And that was one thing. Kenneth had such a great relationship with his clients that they always wanted people to know, you know, who was the hairdresser behind their look. And, you know, back then it was a different time. You know, it was the ladies who lunch, and it was all about, you know, having a more proper public appearance.
You know, we've spoken about Jackie O. Give us a couple of other names, and, you know, mention Simpson, and you mentioned different folks. What about some of the folks that came because of Jackie Kennedy. I said Jackie O. Of course, it was Jackie Kennedy at the time. Who came? What about celebrity movie stars, those types?
There was, you know, there was many of them. I don't know if they were necessarily affiliated because of Jackie going to the salon, but, you know, by the time Kenneth opened his own salon in 63, yeah, that was, you know, that was when he really had everyone from Judy Garland to Audrey Hepburn, Marilyn Monroe, Lauren Bacall. Lauren Bacall, actually, she was a lifetime client after her first time at Kenneth's. I remember running into her at the Waldorf Astoria salon. You know, there was, it was just Katharine Hepburn went to Kenneth after, you know, from 1955 until 1969, she did not get a haircut. It was in 1969 that she had Kenneth do her first professional haircut since 1955. So
wow.
It really, the list is really incredible. And in my book, I actually, the very last chapter, it's called The Kenneth Club. I listed all the clients that were part of his club.
Now, how do you come about? And again, let me remind folks, if they're just tuning in or just turning on their radios a little late, Giuseppe Longo is our very special guest. His wonderful book is Kenneth, Sheer Elegance, and it's a must-get for everyone. And please get this book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere they sell great books. And we'll get all Giuseppe's information before he leaves us. When did you connect with Kenneth? What was your connection, and when did that all happen?
You know, it's to me, my story, I sometimes laugh because I feel like how Kenneth and Jackie just happened by chance. I sometimes feel that Kenneth and I also happened by chance. I am not of the hair industry. I don't work in, you know, in hair. My best friend at the time was working at the Kenneth Salon, and I would just go visit to have coffee or, you know, just I would happen to be in the neighborhood for a client visit, and I would just stop in. And I ended up doing that for almost 10 years, just on and off all week, because I just happened to have been in the area. And I, you know, I ended up slowly getting to know the, you know, the fabled history of Kenneth and the clients. I would talk to the employees, and I kind of felt like I had somewhat become part of the family. And I remember I got this idea for the book actually 2 years after Kenneth retired. I was sitting there one day and I had an epiphany, and I said, Kenneth needs a book. It must get done. And that's how it all started.
What can you tell us about Kenneth that surprised you, if anything, while you were going through the book? Was this all information that you had, institutional information, and this was all here? Or did things come up after you started writing the book that you felt needed to be added?
You know, interesting enough, whether I had read it in a magazine or in a book, or I interviewed, you know, his inner circle, I actually always heard, he was always described in the same way: very hardworking, a true gentleman, never gossiped, never told any personal stories about one client to the next. And that was something that I heard all across the board. So when I was writing the book, what really surprised me, it wasn't really about Kenneth as individually as a person. It was more of just discovering how he had been a part of all these grand events in history, whether it was Happy Birthday, Mr. President, or some of these Richard Avedon photographs that I had always been a major fan of. I did not know that Kenneth at the time had done the hairstyle. So I think the beautiful part about discovering Kenneth was really how multi-layered his career was.
Yeah. I mean, did he aspire to do anything else? Was he happy with what he was doing, or was he, you know, hoping to branch out into something else? Was he interested in being on screen himself, or being famous for other reasons?
Not at all. Kenneth did not want to be a celebrity. He did not want to be, you know, he didn't want his face on, you know, magazine covers and all of that. He really loved his job, and he ended up branching out. He did do cosmetics. He did a very famous wig line in the 70s, and that's really when wigs really got a bit of a spotlight, was when Kenneth introduced his wig line in the 70s. That took off, and so it was always about, he was always about his business. It was never, he always put the focus on that. It was never about himself wanting the spotlight.
How about
he was very happy. So,
how about financially? How did he do financially? Was he good with his money? Was he careful? Was he an investor? How did he do financially?
I mean, he definitely was very he did very well, and he was very smart with his money. Kenneth was also a very simple person. He was not into, you know, what has become today about being ostentatious or, you know, having the best car or a private jet or the biggest mansion, you know, on Snob Hill. He enjoyed just having his simple apartment in his, you know, in his beautiful home upstate, and just living a life of going from art galleries to museums and just walking the streets of New York City. So,
are there any descendants? Is there anyone out there related to him? Did he have children?
Kenneth did not have children. He did not get married. The only person that is very in his true intermediate family would be one of his sisters. One of his sisters is still alive, and then he has nieces and nephews as well.
What were their reactions to the book?
You know, I have not been able to get a reaction from them. So I haven't been able to communicate just with everything going on in the world. And but I hope they approve, and I hope to get good feedback when I finally do speak to them.
Well, we've been speaking with Giuseppe Longo. We have a couple moments left with the author of Kenneth, Sheer Elegance. And he is a wonderful author, and he has picked a subject that is fascinating to me, you know, simply because of all the celebrity that is surrounding Kenneth, a legendary hairstylist. And, you know, we mentioned a couple of the folks ladies that he did hair for, Jacqueline Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe, Judy Garland, Katharine Hepburn. I mean, the hairdresser to the stars for sure. And actually, maybe before you started hearing all others, this may be a man who kind of paved the way for many other celebrity hair stylists to come afterwards. And I don't think there's any question. Your thoughts on that, Giuseppe?
Definitely. Kenneth really set the foundation to this grand behemoth that has become the hair industry. You know, at the time, there was Kenneth in New York City, Vidal Sassoon in London, and Alexandra in Paris. And it really was, you know, those three were all different in their own way. And they were, you know, everybody was kind of paving their own way. But Kenneth, with the help, obviously, of Jackie Kennedy, really catapulted it internationally. So he definitely was a trailblazer. And even today, a lot of, you know, Vogue Italia's, a lot, you know, even Steven Meisel, they have used Kenneth's hairstyles for inspiration. And there's always something that kind of turns up here or there.
Who were his friends? Who was he closest to?
Kenneth actually was very close to Vogue editor Bab Simpson. I actually had the honor of meeting her a few years ago. She was 102 years old. They were very close. They always, you know, went around New York City together. Another one was Marilyn Monroe. Whenever Marilyn was in New York City, Kenneth would give her a wig, and she would put on her glasses, and kind of incognito, they would go around and have lunch together, or they would go shopping together. So those were a couple of his closest ones. And then there was, you know, photographers and whatnot. But Kenneth enjoyed gardening, talking about dogs, cooking and entertaining. He would have Joan Rivers come over later on. And, you know, he would cook dinner for her, and it was just beautiful. He was very much a home person.
When you write a book like this in days like this, is it impossible to write without thinking about an actor who could play Kenneth on the big screen? Is there someone who stands out to you today or even in the past that would have been the perfect Kenneth on stage, on screen, I should say?
That is a great question. You know, there's so much talent out there. So even if it's not someone who has been discovered that we do know, it'd be even wonderful to find someone who has been undiscovered. But who knows, maybe a good George Clooney on screen would, you know, would do well.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, that's interesting. You laugh, but you know, that's kind of, it's kind of an interesting suggestion. Are you having talks about a film about the book?
You know, there's a lot of there are a lot of conversations, emails, and phone calls going on for various ideas and various projects, but nothing has been confirmed as of now. So hopefully there will be something confirmed in the near future, because I definitely think the story and Kenneth's career would really transition well on a big screen, or you know, whatever screen it may be.
Well, you are the go-to guy on Kenneth, that is for sure. Giuseppe Longo, congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
You're getting rave reviews, and for good reason. Everyone's got to get this book. Give us a website or a social media site where people could follow along with what you're doing.
Absolutely. I have Instagram, G_Longo_again, or else you can also purchase the book on Amazon.com or ShifferPublishing.com as well.
Once again, the name of the book is Kenneth, Sheer Elegance. Buy the book, please. And Giuseppe Longo has been our very special guest. Giuseppe, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody who tuned in. I really appreciate you taking the time talking to me today.
And same right back at you. Giuseppe Longo has been our very special guest. The name of the book, once again, is Kenneth, Sheer Elegance. Please buy the book. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.